Hi, thanks for holding. Is this, yes, is this Walter?
It is. Hold on, Tina. Hey,
sure.
What is that?
This
yeah, so can you go upstairs, get my cigarettes, my medication?
Okay.
Huh? Just right on top of the table where I was sitting, okay? Go ahead and put them underneath there.
It's wet.
It's okay. Just put them in there. It's okay.
How about put
it underneath the table. It's okay. And get my medication and my cigarettes. And then that can that's up there, just bring it down because it needs to go trash.
Okay?
Because I need that. Like, I need a cigarette, like, right away. Okay, now, Tina.
Yes,
here's
hi.
The thing.
Mm-hmm.
I am so upset with, she said, okay, well, that's not the first time I've heard that, but go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to hear what you were, yeah, I'm trying to hear why you're so upset, to be honest.
Who gives
at
a
least
damn
you can
walk?
Laugh about it.
Okay, you and Q, I've paid money to. Okay, I haven't been
yes.
fooled by the others. And both you and Ad Q told me that I would be on the front page by now, and I'm not. But both of you are asking me for more payment or the site's coming down. So it sounds like both of you can take my site down simultaneously. I don't know how that works. But I don't even need to know because I'm going to pay one of the two of you. And
okay.
But only one, okay? Okay, I'm not paying both of you, but I'm going to pay one of you because I need to be, because now here's the kicker. And why I am upset is because I've had several calls
mm-hmm.
from people that I beg them to tell me how they got my number, because if I was not optimized and customized and do all of the other mys that they keep telling me I'm not, how are you getting my number? Okay.
What they said.
So, they told me that within another 90 days, as you guys did, they would have me complete optimized. What's the other word they use? I know you know it.
Verified and optimized, maybe? It's verified,
yes,
I think. Yes, it's verified. Okay.
Verified and optimized. That's your guys' favorite line. Okay. And I get it. If my favorite line is concrete, concrete, concrete. So everybody's got the sales pitch. I get it. So
yeah.
My question to you is, why am I having people call me asking me if they can take over your job because I'm not optimized and verified? Why am I not optimized and verified? It's way past the 90-day deadline. And I'm supposed to be on the first page by now. So,
well,
what's your answer?
The good news is, Walter, is you are on the first page now because I'm looking at your dashboard, and this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has already been found on the first page of Google 85 times, and you're getting Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. Now, definitely the account could be performing stronger. One thing I want you to do is start working on getting some 5-star reviews on the Google listing.
Okay, I got
and
my 20, and I don't know how to do it.
Well, I'll send you an email that will help you. Yeah.
Huh?
I'm going to send you an email.
I can hire you outside of your job, sweetheart, Tina.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Yes.
You can make a little extra money on the side. And do my business on your off time. I know you're on a recorded line, and it may not be legal, but we can still have the conversation.
If you wanted to send me some emails of your past or present clients or even some phone numbers, I can forward that review link for you. You don't have to pay me extra to do that. I don't mind doing it for you because on that email that I just sent, it's very simple. It'll say, thank you for using We Will Concrete LLC. And if you're happy with our service, click here to leave a review. And then when the client clicks the box, it automatically takes them to the Google page. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. Okay. Now,
no,
I want to circle.
I can't see. Well, put it back the way it was. So pull it over this way where you're standing. Yeah, about so, right there. Okay. I'm with you, Tina.
Perfect. So these people that are calling you and telling you that you're not verified and you're not optimized, they're scam companies. They're telling you that to scare you so that you start working with them. So I want to tell you something. Yeah, but I want to tell you something regarding AdIQ. Is some people think, and you know, they're very good at talking you into it. Oh, if I work with Local Splash and AdIQ, I'm going to get double the results. So it sounds all great.
I know better.
Right. But the problem is that only one company can manage the Google listing at a time. So if a second company comes on board, that becomes a duplicate and it actually hurts your rankings. Now,
AdIQ. That's why I'm trying to get rid of them.
Yeah, I was going to say that they could work with you if they called us and said, hey, we want to get access to the Google page. Can you add us as a manager? But the problem is they haven't contacted us. So it seems like whatever money you've been paying them, they've been throwing it down the toilet.
You haven't.
Good. Okay.
I'm not paying anybody until I get some action. Okay.
Yes.
And so far, I haven't had any, but you're telling me I am, and I'm going to trust you. You said that. Okay. I'm going to trust that I am. I'm good. So I need a number that I can text you, my client's number, and then you know what that's when you start receiving numbers, phone numbers, take off with it for me.
Can
we do it that way?
Can you send it to me in an email if I email you and say,
hey,
I don't know how to
do email.
Okay, just send me a because the problem is I only deal with failed payments. So when I send you one like, hey, Walter, your site's going to deactivate or something like that, and you reply, it'll come back to me. But the text messages don't always come back to me. But what I can do is put a priority note on your account that, hey, if this client texts over any phone numbers, please forward his reviews link to that phone number. And I'll let them know that, you know, we're doing that for you as a courtesy. That way, in case I don't see the text, that it will, you know, get handled. So I'll definitely put that on here for you. And then
I don't know how to do, Tina, I don't know how to do none of this, okay? My secretary, she left me. She wanted to have to be a secretary, and I couldn't do it. I've done that game before, and I'm not doing it no more. So she quit me. And I had to go through the I'm in love with you, and you played me on, and all that crap. So I'm not doing that no more. So I'm on my own on this tech stuff, which I can't do. I have no idea how to get into my dashboard. I have no idea how to do any of that. And to be frank, I don't want to know. That's not my job.
Yeah, your job is to do one day. You shouldn't have to know any of that. I understand. I respect that, you know? So, if you could just get those numbers to me some way, somehow, even if you want to call it in, I'd be more than happy to take them down from you and send out that review generator. Matter of fact, I'll go on there right now and I'll jumpstart it and I'll leave you a 5-star rating. Now, I can't lie and say, oh, you know, Walter installed the most beautiful concrete you can imagine, because you haven't. But I can definitely say, you know, he's an upstanding business in the community. He has several years of industry expertise. Don't hesitate to call him, because all of that's true. And I can leave you a 5-star rating that way. Now, if any of these scam companies reach out to you again and they say, oh, you're not ranking and you're not verified, and they start telling you all of this rigmarole, what I would suggest is just tell them, look, Tina at Local Splash is handling my marketing. You have to talk to her. If they're a scam company, they're not going to call me, because they know that you're ranking, right? But it's a good way for you to kind of just divert that information away from you so you don't have to deal with it. And then if any legitimate Local Splash employee ever calls you and says, hey, you know, we need more money because it's past due or because we have to update something, they will have the security question and answer on file, which is your mother's maiden name, and the answer is Thompson. So I've seen people call up and they've asked, you know, they said, oh, It just happened today. I got a message from customer
Tina,
support.
I'm not ever paying anybody but Tina, okay? And I know
okay,
your voice.
There you go. There you go. Okay,
so,
yeah, because just be careful because there was a guy
and
today
I'm always
going to
be
he,
late.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. You can be late.
I'm always
going to
be late until mm-hmm. Tina calls me. I'm not paying.
Okay. Well, that's good. You know, I have some customers that do that, and I love that. I have a nice little relationship with them. So what I'll do to help you out a little bit, Walter, if you want to keep the whole package, is I can collect the past due amount from September 17th, and then I'll push the next billing out 30 days from today, which means you'll be paid in full until November 8th. So you won't have to worry about that October 17th payment that's supposed to hit. Because I don't want you to have
how much money do I need right now?
Oh, just $199.
Just $100. I just read a text that said $49.
So $49 is just to cancel everything and keep the website open. You can do it if you want, but I always tell people don't do that unless it's a last resort because a website in and of itself won't bring you clients, right? The value to what we do.
I need you. I need you because I don't need Angie. Okay?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we deal with a lot of the Angie clients. They jump ship with them because, you know, they're saying they're spending a lot of money there, and then they come over here.
Yeah,
but don't worry.
I'm
I'll get you up
off.
To speed, and then I'll also put that 5-star review on here for you. And now you have my extension, which is 777. So when you're ready to call in those numbers, I'll forward them out for you. And then for that $199 payment, my only question would be, on the new card, is it still the same billing address, 1479
yes.
South? Okay, Main Street. Perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
5146-58-03-7895-5154-5-1028.
Got it. And the code?
907.
Okay. So I will get your authorization.
Hey, promise me you won't, mm-hmm. promise me you won't hit that card until you talk to me, okay?
You know, all of our subscriptions are on an automatic renewal, so it will try it automatically on the 8th of November because I'm pushing your billing out. What you can do is you can let your bank know hey, I want to put a restriction on this with Local Splash, and if they try to pull it, just tell them that they have to call me first. So you can set that up with your bank, but on our end, it just automatically will run on the 8th. So
I gotta give you another card then.
Okay, so this one went through for that past due amount, but for future billings, no problem. Let's put another card on file just so this one doesn't get hit again. You know what I mean? So give me a second here. I just want to.
So the $199 was taken off?
Yep, that was taken off, and you're all good to go there. And then also,
all right,
I'm
gonna give you another card.
Okay, 1 second, Walter, because I'm still putting that.
Okay.
Okay, I got it. It got it to stick where the next billing is November 8th, so it just eliminated that October 17th payment, which is good. Okay, so go ahead with the new card.
Yeah, don't let that card get hit again because that's my concrete card.
No, when I put this new one in you're going to give me right now, it's going to erase the one that we just used. So moving forward, everything will stay.
Okay, I'm trusting you because I can't be standing there waiting on concrete. And
nope.
It ain't coming because they ain't got
nope.
the money. Okay, ready?
That's not going to happen.
5-4.
Mm-hmm.
4-3.
Okay.
7-2-0-3. Mm-hmm. 7-6-7-6. 4-7-9-8.
Okay.
0-9-28.
And the code?
5-9-9.
599. And it's still the Main Street for the billing address on this card, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now I did store that new card ending in 4798. So moving forward, you don't have to worry about that one that you just used. That was considered a one time because I took it out and I put the other one on file. Okay. So I'm going to go on your Google page right now and jumpstart your review and give you that first 5-star review. How many years have you been in business, Walter?
Um, 2001. How many years is that?
That's 23 years because my daughter was born in 2001 and she just turned 23 in April. So, okay. So let me do this. I'll put, Walter does excellent work. Has over 20 years.
Yeah. Well, actually it's, over, 56 years. To be honest.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. I've been doing this since I was 9 years old. I spent 46 years with one company. So,
wow.
Yeah.
After that long, you're doing it in your sleep, I can imagine, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's great. So I put, Walter does excellent work. He has over 20 years of experience. He is the best of the best. Do not hesitate to hire him. And I gave you 5 stars. So that's going to jumpstart your, 5-star rating on Google. And then whenever you're ready to, call me up and give me some numbers, I'll take them down for you as I get them. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Please do. Yeah. I welcome
it. I could do it now, but I don't feel like going out to the truck.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And we're a little bit after hours, too. We close at 4 o'clock Pacific, and it's 4:08 right now. So tomorrow would be better for me, too. But I did go ahead and start you off with the one I wrote. So you're all set. And thank you for putting your trust back in us. And, please, try to get out of whatever you have with that ad IQ. And also anyone moving forward, you just tell them that I'm handling it all, and that'll get them off the phone pretty quick, okay?
Now they can't go behind your back and drop me out, right?
No, because the Google listing that we created for you, the one that actually is verified and optimized, it belongs to your business. So we're only managing it for you and doing the programming on it. But if you ever, decided to stop working with us down the road, that still belongs to your business. So you'll always have that. So nobody can go in and just try to go in and drop it or delete it because we don't have it set up where it belongs to a third party company, if you will. We set it up where you're the owner of it.
Okay, so if I just continue to ignore AdIQ and never pay them any more money, they can't do me no harm, right?
Yeah, not with the Google page, but I don't know what your agreement is with them and if they could, make you liable for any type of a payment. I don't see how they could because it looks like they haven't done any work because they don't have access to the page, right? But you can, you also could, call your bank and let them know to block them if they try to take any money.
They don't have no card numbers.
Oh, they don't. Oh,
no.
Well, then you're good. Yeah, just ignore them then moving forward. You don't have to worry about anything they say because, they can't do anything to your online presence because we've already, fixed that for you.
Right on.
Okay. Well, I enjoyed talking to you.
Have a good evening.
You too. Have a great rest of your evening. Okay, bye.